people representing Ba'i Mindanao, Ba'i Kalumaran. Ba'i means women leader in whole Indigenous Peoples Alliance network, women network in Mindanao. And also, I'm representing Vice Chairperson of Kalumaran. Kalumaran means Indigenous Peoples Alliance in Mindanao. And my local organization in the province of North Cotabato, I also the chairperson of Indigenous People, Unity of Indigenous Peoples Living in Mount Apo.
Thank you. What do we need to know about the events taking place in Mindanao and specifically affecting the Lumad?
Bali, yung isa sa mga objective namin dito dahil isa ako sa sumabay nitong Lakbay Lumad USA dahil ang Lakbay Lumad USA ay ipinagpatuloy lang namin ang ginagawa namin doon sa Pilipinas, yung tinatawag namin na Manilakbayan. Ang Manilakbayan ay nagsimula since 2012 hanggang 2015 dahil sa matinding militarization doon sa Mindanao at matinding pagsilikas ng mga mamamayang katutubo doon sa amin mismo sa Mindanao.
This is a continuation of the movement that they started in 2012 and then still happening up to now. This is because of the severe militarization of indigenous people who are the by term Lumad. And they have, a lot of them have been threatened. They have evacuated, and they have not gone back to their land because of the severe militarization. They don't like that. They want to have, the call to action is they want to have their food, their land, and justice. They want to save their schools. They want to stop the Lumad killings. And they want to stop the U.S. military aid to the Philippines, which causes a lot of problems because the military takes over and these people are being persecuted.
Just so that our listeners understand about the Philippines is not a homogeneous country or culture by any means. I'm Filipino also, and just to explain, it's more than 7,000 islands with so many different cultures in different regions, even before colonization by Spain.
So LUMA stands for the collective name for the indigenous people of Mindanao, and they're composed of 18 original tribes. So that when they come together, they come together to fight for their land, and that's what they've been doing.
Kaya isa sa aming panawagan na dala-dala dito sa Lakbay Lumad USA yung food, land, and justice.
So the gist of it is food, land, and justice. Food, because for them, the land really is the significant part of their life. If you take away their land, where's the food coming from?
Mm-hmm.
If there's drought, where will the food come from? And people that are living there because of threats and because of killings, they're not there anymore. They have evacuated to different areas in the Philippines. And what do they do? They cannot plant. They cannot do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it is their basic need.
Mm-hmm.
The Lumads who are asking for justice, that hopefully the United States can speak for them, can stop the killings, can prevent the military from killing these people who are in their land, who have no land at this point, and who have not sought justice. Their large-scale mining is one of the difficult things that the corporations have gone into. They get the natural resources of the Lumad, and of course now where will they get their food if the land is not there?
Mm-hmm.
If the coal are being taken care of, if the agribusiness, big plantations like pineapples, bananas, etc., if these are not there anymore, where will these people go, the original owners of this land? So that is their cry. They want to express themselves, and they want justice, and they want their land back. And they say, because of that drought, and when they ask for rice, they got bullets instead. They got killed. And these are men, women, children, pregnant women. They're just fighting for their basic needs. And here they are being killed by the military. That's not right. This is the plunder of their land. It's massacring people, leaders. So what do they expect? So we who are here, who can understand, would like to be their voice. If we cannot be there physically, then at least we can speak for them, okay?
The leaders of the Lumar community have been brutally murdered by the AFP and the paramilitary have directly given attacks and threats to suppress the voice of the Lumar. So if it's not through forced evacuation, then we're seeing direct threats and murder on the lives of the leaders of the Lumad. So that being something that the U.S. is connected to in terms of the funding of U.S. military in the Philippines, and that direct connection of the training of the paramilitary and the military in the Philippines. And that's how one way we can connect U.S. citizens to kind of that struggle.
So just to also specify the time frame that this was happening, before the violence started, so there was major murders and killings from October 2014 to June 2015. Do I have that right?
The Al-Qaeda murders, the murders of the Lumad were killed in September 1st.
September 1, 2015.
Then April 1, the Kidapawan massacre. Yeah, and then April 1st is going to be the Kidapawan massacre just recently.
How would you say, Norma, how is the media controlled? Why is it so hard to get the messages out about what's happening to the Lumad and all of the killings? Why is it so hard?
Kaya nga nakapunta kami dito sa US ngayon dahil para kumuha ng dagdag na suporta sa iba't ibang organisasyon dito sa US.
One of the main reasons why they are here is to get more support from the media, from the churches, from the academe here in the United States, so that they can also put pressure to the government of the Philippines to stop these killings, to stop the militarization of the land of the Lumad. They are also aware, though, that the Lumads are not the only ones that are suffering. They know that Honduras, Brazil, Colombia is also suffering from all these. However, because they have an affinity to us, the overseas workers, that there are a lot of them here in the United States, they came here to ask for increased support. So that we can do something for them. We will be their voice. We will put pressure on the government to stop this. And hopefully the Lumas will be able to regain their land. Okay? And so that's it.
What can listeners do to support the work of the Lumad and with what you're doing specifically, Norma, here in Portland?
Their main purpose is to ask for more support to their calling, to their journey in coming to the United States. For number one is the food, and then land and justice for the Lumad. Then also to save their schools, because when the military comes in, the children are being deprived of their ability to learn because they're being threatened, and then. The evacuees, there were people who were sent out because they were being killed, so they left and they haven't come back. So they want their land back and to stop the killings. So there's no need for these. And then also, the fifth one that they are, which is kind of contrary to what we think is good for the Philippines, is to stop U.S. military aid to the Philippines, because this will cause the usurping of their land by economic plunder. They get the natural resources of the Philippines, the gold, the coal, this the Lumads are blessed with this natural resources. They are sitting on this precious land, and because of the exploration of outside economic corporations, they lose their land, and they get killed in the process. And there you go. That they don't want the military aid to the Philippines, the U.S. military aid. It brings more problems.
Locally, Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines and PCHIRP, or also known as PCHIRP, and Gabrielle Portland are going to be hosting four local events that will highlight the Lumad struggle and also ways in which the local community can get involved. Our first event is tonight, May 9th, and it's called Land is Life, The Perspectives of the Lumad. This is going to be at the Filipino American Center, 8917 Southeast Stark Street, from 7 to 9 p.m. Our second event is going to be May 10th, Maki Baka Dairy Struggle, the Lumad's Resistance Against Land Displacement. This is also going to be for the Vancouver community as well. It's going to be located at the Parish Hall at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, 426 East 4th Mill Plain Boulevard, from 7 to 9. Another event that we're hosting is May 12th, the Lumads from their ancestral land to the U.S. This is going to be targeted for students, but really all of these events are for anyone who can attend. It's going to be located at Portland State University at SMSU 236 at 1825 Southwest Broadway from 4:30 to 6:30. And our last and final event is being co-sponsored by the Oregon Fair Trade Company, May 14th, Your Liberation is Bound to Mine, uniting against the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, at SEIU Southeast Portland, 6401 Southeast Foster Road, 2 to 4 p.m. We should also make a note that we are being co-sponsored by some amazing organizations here in Portland, Oregon, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, Oropano, Portland Rising Tide, PSU Kite Vegan, Opal Environmental Justice Oregon, Oregon Fair Trade Campaign, and Jobs with Justice, and the IMRJ.
Thank you so much, everyone.
KBOO at the Clinton is our monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, We're From Here, will play Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. We're From Here is an award-winning film about three dancers that were born and raised in Portland. William J. in House of Aquarius, Big Snub in the Rip City Kings, and Rob Boogie in Soul Trigger. All three of them will perform live and discuss their dance after the film with a DJ set by Northern Draw. Again, that's We're From Here, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 5:57 and you're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. We just heard from Pamela Santos speaking this afternoon to the representatives of the Lumad Tour. The Lumad are an indigenous collective comprised of 18 ethno-linguistic tribes in the southern part of the Philippines, known as Mindanao. The Lumad are on a speaking tour in the United States with a week-long stop in Portland. The Lumad are facing forced displacement, extrajudicial killings by the armed forces of the Philippines, and disruption of their schools. For more information, go to their webpage at www.facebook.com/LAKBAYLUMADUSA.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all your support during our recently completed spring membership drive. We can't do it without you. Thanks to all of our renewing members, our new members, and everyone who helped get KBOO to this fantastic place it is today. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series. This month, May 18th at 6 p.m., will be A Message from Women in Gambia at the Smith Student Union at Portland State University. A Message from the Women of Gambia will feature young women organizers from the All-African Women's Revolutionary Union and the All-African People's Revolutionary Party speaking about organizing for Pan-Africanism in Gambia and throughout Africa. Again, that's A Message from the Women of Gambia, a part of the Pan-African Film Festival, Wednesday, May 18th at 6 p.m. at the Smith Student Union Room 333 at PSU, 1826 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening. This is Fernando Gapacin. You're listening to Second Monday Labor Radio on KBOO Portland 90.7. Labor Radio is of, by, and for the working class. And tonight, we're doing a program on attempt